Today, sharing the Dershim Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Hei Omid Beis. We are in the 6-5 Mishnah Berurah, and B'ezras Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Samaches. And today, we're going to continue discussing Yahrzeit. As I mentioned yesterday, I'll say it again, we're learning always Li'ili Nishmas, my holy mother and father, Aleihem HaShalom, my Avi Mari, Yosef Nisim and Yecheskel, Imi Morasi, Chana Masmer Avram. All the learning that I do should be Li'ili Nishmasim. We left off yesterday and Mem Hei Omid Aleph in the middle of Siv Ches, and where he said, we'll read the Mechaber again, Ein Tzarech Lesadnos Ela B'Yom Mises Oviv V'Lo B'Yom Kvura. Then when a person does a fast for their parents on the Yahrzeit, so this is based upon the day of the actual Patira, the death of the parent, and not the day of the burial of the parent. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Gimel tells us, Dehainu, the Emes B'Shlosh Yomim Le'ez Chodesh. For example, if the parent died on the third day of the month, Tzorech Lisanim Bishon Haba, next year on the yard site, Gam Kim Bishlosh Yom L'Chodesh, on the third day of the month, of that month, L'Chodesh Zeh, V'Avt Eino Oso Yom Shol Yomos HaShvuah, even though it's not the same day of the week. So, for example, they died on a Sunday, then the next year will be on a Thursday. That doesn't make any difference. You look at the day of the month and not the day of the week. The issue footnote number 48 brings down, ובזמן פטירס המס נמצא עובל בארץ אחרס, ששום התארך באוסו זמן הוא יום לפני או יום אחרי התארך שבמוקם הטירה. The person is in a different time zone, and therefore it may be a different day. For argument's sake, a parent in Eretz Yisrael passes away, and it's already the next day in Eretz Yisrael, and here in the United States, it's still the day before him because of the 6-7 hour time difference, or across the international date line. So when do you observe the Yahrzeit? On the place where you are, or the place where the person Nebuchadnezzar, who was Nifter, was? So he brings down from Shelus Shuvas Chalkus Yaakov, you go look at the person who passed away. What the date was in that place is the date that you go by. And the Chalkus Yaakov explains, the whole purpose of the yard site, the essential purpose, is for a kapara for the nifter. And therefore, it's not because only of the mazel of the family being bad on that day, which is also a reason, but not the essential reason. And therefore, you go after the day that the nifter was and not the day that the relatives who may be in a different time zone and a different date are going to, that's when they heard of the Nebuch of the Patira. And therefore, he says, Misha Nogi Lisanos Biyoma Yahrzeit, those that have the custom to fast on the Yahrzeit, they should go and Yinhag Yahrzeit Gam Biyom Hasheni. They, if they're fasting, because that fasting is a kapara for them, and therefore that's for their mazel to be improved, so they should technically fast both for the Niftar as well as for themselves on the two different days. Interesting. Gives you foot number 49 brings down Mishael Yahrzeit b'Chanukah. Somebody has the Yahrzeit in Chanukah, so sometimes Chanukah has one day Rosh Chodesh, sometimes it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So you go by the day of the month and not by the day of Chanukah. Lo yichoshi l'fi yimei Chanukah, el l'fi yimei haChodesh. So in the year that the person passed away, it was really the seventh day of Chanukah, but it was that year was a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. The following year it's a 1-day Rosh Chodesh. So you don't look at the day of Chanukah; you look at the day of the month, the day the actual person was nifter on. The Sharat Zion, Oslam and Ches, brings down a very sad situation, which unfortunately was Noheg, as I mentioned yesterday, in the Shoah. Imeni Yodeya, Imeis Ovid, Ba'odurishon, Ba'odursheni. You don't know when the person, Nebuch, passed away. Was it Odurishon or Ba'odursheni? So then the Minog, in this situation, he says it's the fast in Ba'odursheni, and he gives two reasons for this. Number one, Ba'odam Alches Kosov, Imenu Chayhaya, because we have another principle here that we assume the person is Chay. That was their Chazaka, that they were alive. So therefore, if we don't know which day, in which month and other it was. We know it was the 17th of Adar, but we don't know it was the first Adar or the second Adar. So then we say that Mestama, they were alive the first Adar, so you assume it's the second Adar. Second reason he brings down, Oh, Shariyesh Omim Shalolim Mestanim Bisheni. He brings down, and this is the Chayyadav, he brings down that the Minog of the Mechaber was to fast in the second month. The issue footnote number 47 brings down, unfortunately, this sad situation. Im yadua be'ezer chodesh nifter, avo lo yadua be'ezer yom. If you know Nebuch, the Nazis, Yimach Shemom Zichron, they killed a town and the people died, Nebuch, over a couple of days, and we Nebuch don't know which day the Yahrzeit is, Hashem Yim Kom Domam, in that situation. So he brings down some chokhs Adam, she koves a Yahrzeit biyom ha'achron shel osa chodesh. So they take the last possible day in the month, or the last possible day in the series of days that it could have been. Again, based upon this principle, because we assume that a person was alive, has a chazak of being alive until the last day. Likewise, he says, "Uchei mishe nimtzu meis lo yadu matzai nifter." Nebuch, you find a dead body. You don't know when the person passed away. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that's how Yigus Moshe writes. The yard site would be on the yom shebom nimtzu, the day you find them. We don't say, "Well, maybe he was dead for a couple of days." Kivin shoyis lo cheskes chayim again because this chazok of chayim. And misafek yirsh lomar shemeis bezman hamuuchar yosef. And you say that he died on the last possible date that he could have been still alive. We assume he's still alive, and only from that point in time is he dead. And similarly, when you have a person Nebuch that dies during the Benesh Mashos time, we assume they were still alive for the day beforehand. Then the yard would be the day afterwards. Finally, Misha Duolo Rakas Hashana Shabon Niftar Aviv. If you know Nebuch in the Shoah, people know that they died in 1944, but they don't know when Nebuch in 1944 in the Hebrew year. So Kasa Bekitzer Divrei Sofrim that the Psak Halacha is according to the Chokhmas Adam. You assume again because of this Chazaka, it should be the last day of the year, and this was the Psak Lahavda Mechaim Mechaim of Rechaim Kanievsky Shlita. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Mem Dalit. He says, "Afilu b'shana rishona shavelu shoyu beis chodesh maschelas biyom akvura." Normally, the avelu starts from the day of the kvura, not from the day of the misa. So therefore, afilu hachi yartzeit hu biyom misa. Even in this situation, the yartzeit is still on the day of the death and not on the day of the kvura. Lomi boy, and it doesn't make a difference in yom akvura hayolam achas yom misa if it was the same day or the day afterwards. And then the yartzeit will be at the conclusion of the 12-month period of time because Nishlam Yud Beis Chodesh Alavelos Gam Kain Biyom Amisa Atzmus. So therefore, it's not a problem. But he says, even El Afil Hoyahom Akur Shteim Ushoshi Yom Achayom Amisa. He says, in this situation, the first Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah is even if the date of the Kvur was two or more days beyond the day of the Misa. So then next year, the yard site, if you go from the day of the Misa, will still be within the Yud Beis Chodesh. He says, the Ozdim Shach Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh Achayom Akur. Nevertheless, we call Mokom. He says, the yard site Olam Biyom Amisa Kabinon. That we always make the yard site on the day of the actual Petira. But he brings that Avi Yeshomrim, and this you see in the Sharetzion Osman Dal is the Shach and the Derech HaChaim that disagree. There was there Yeshiyom Akvura Nimshach Ez Yom Leach Yom Misa. They say that you should in this situation when the Kvura was several days after the Misa, Kavin in the Yartzeit Pishon Rishona Gan Kain Biyom Hakvura. Then you do the first Yartzeit on the day of the Kvura, but subsequent Yartzeits Alu B'Sharishon Luhuliyama you call the Biyom Misa. Then everybody agrees it's on the day of the Misa. The issue foot number 50 brings up the Bir Halacha, like the first opinion that the Yartzeit is always on the day of the Misa. And he says, Rachmana Tzlan, if a person drowned, so what we don't, if the Nebuch don't find the body, so the woman still is an Aguna in that situation, under certain situations, but the regards to the Yartzeit, we count from the day that the person drowned. We go after the Rov, that the Nebuch died on that day. The issue foot number 51 brings down that the Shach who said that you go for the day Kfura in the first year, if the Kfura is two or more days after the Misa, this is based upon the Masas Bin Yomim, that normally the yard site ends the year of Avelis, but here the year of Avelis, the Yud Beis Chodesh, would still go on, therefore should do it by the Yom HaKvur in the first year. Now go to Siftes. The Mechaber writes, "Im era yom misas ovi b'Shabbos or b'Shchodesh, if Nebuch the father passes away on Shabbos or Shchodesh, yidchel mochor." So then the tainus of the yard site would be on the next day. That's what the Mechaber says. However, the Ramah says, "Hagah, they know again, we don't follow this. Ella, ain misan and klal." In that situation, the minig is not to fast on the yard site, and no benefit for fasting the next day as well. And he says, "V'chein b'shar yom m'shem b'hem tachlun." He says, on any day that doesn't have tachlun, so the minig is not to fast. Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Memhei says, "Avo lahadlik ner v'lo makadish yeboso yom." But to light a candle, the yard site candle, and say kaddish on that day, of course you do. The issue foot number 52 brings down as well from the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch that you should learn Torah and do mitzvahs on that day as well for the zchus of the father and the mother that Nebuch passed away. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Vav says, "V'adinim hu bal bris ein tzorach lasanos the yontu shalohu." And if the yard site comes out on the day that you're the bal bris, or as the issue foot number 53 says, also the moil of the sandik, you don't have to go and fast on that day. The amir tzay yisana rak ad mincha gedola. But if you want to, you can fast until mincha gedola. The issue foot number 53 brings down that the moil doesn't have to let somebody else do this. He could, even if there's another moil to do it, he can still do it because it's a great zchus for the parent that he does the mila on the day of the yard site. Yishu Futum 53 also discusses a pigeon of Ben, whether that is docha for the Kohen to drink. He brings down different opinions. For as well, a chosin during the Shivisime Mishnah, Eino Tzorach Lesanos, and he says, likewise, engaging in a siyum on a masechta, so many have the custom that they themselves should go make a siyum on that day. In this way, they are allowed to eat and not fast. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Tov lisanos yom shemeis bo rabu muvok." Likewise, to fast on the day that Nebuch, the person's Rebbe, passed away, kichay b'chvol di yosef b'chvol aviv. As we pointed out yesterday, there's a great mitzvah to honor the Rebbe who brings you into the world to come, even more so than the parents who brought you into this world. Brings us down the inshallah. The issue foot number 55 brings down, could you engage somebody else to go and do a tannis for you if you're not able to fast? So he brings down from the divrei sefer, divrei sofrim, in the name of the Shalah, Misha Ein Yochel Asanos, Yochel Vakish Me'achar, Shiyas Ane Avur Ovid. Somebody else could, so to say, fast on your behalf, and that would be acceptable too. Sifyut. The Mechaber writes, Hano dir leilech al kivrei tzadikim shemokum ploni. If somebody says, I'm going to go to such a place and daven by the kivrei tzadikim over there, v'nisakiv yomim rabim, and somehow he's delayed, and then, v'yachakach era sheskiru lelech l'shom, then somebody pays for him to go over there, so dai balichazu, so he fulfills the obligation that he said he would go there and daven by those kids, even though somebody's paying him to go at that point in time to that place. Mishmur says, however, in Sifkot Mem Zayin, shari lo nodar elelech l'kiyim adavar, because he said he was going to go there, and he did go there. However, avalim nodar lo tzi asor zuhuvim balichazu, but if he says, I'm going to go take my own money and go over there, and now somebody else is paying for it, v'yachakach yiskiru lelech l'shom, lo yotzi dechavos, then he doesn't fulfill his obligation to go take his own money and go there. Sifyud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, "No dear lotzums chum yomim ritzufim." If a person says he says upon himself to fast a certain number of consecutive days, and then during that period of time, the erubam tanis chova, there is an obligatory fast during that time. So the Mechaber says, "Olam lo." It counts. It counts for both. It counts for the tanis chova as well as for his consecutive days of fasting. Mishmur explains Sifkot Memches. And even at the time that he took upon himself the neder, he didn't specify which days. And now, one of these days that he wants to fast on is a Tanis Tibur day. He just said he's going to fast 40 consecutive days. Even so, that if it comes out that there's a Tanis Chovah during that day, it can count for both. Sivkot Mem Tes, Olam Lo, it counts for him. V'davko b'Tanis Chovah, Shulo Ayyidei Neder. That's for a Tanis Chovah that wasn't something that he previously obligated himself on through a nether. However, if he previously had a nether, for example, he said, he says he's going to fast on Monday, Thursday, and then afterwards, then he says, I'm going to fast 40 consecutive days. So then that Monday and Thursday he fasts can't count for his 40 days because it's two separate nedarim. Unless he said, unless he specifically stated that those two will count as part of the 40. However, if somebody has a custom and he fasts, as we mentioned, many had the custom to fast during their Seres Mei Tshuva in those days, so it was like a neder, and then, as we pointed down, some other custom, they would fast 40 consecutive days to commemorate and represent the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim from Rosh Chodesh Elo until Yom Kippur with the second Luchos, but of course we can't fast those 40 days because it includes Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, etc. So therefore people started fasting from Tuba over those 40 days. So if the person said this, so then Olam Lo Asar Yom Mitoch Cheshbon Arboim, then it does count because Devadai Kavanoso Neged Arboim Yom Shalom Moshe Bahar, because he intended it during that period of time, which overlaps with the Aser Simei Tshuva, Kamoshe Kosov Sivtel, as we learned already previously. And therefore, Vim Kane, in this situation, Havi Lekilu Omar Arboim Yom Leil, it's as if he said these 40 days, including those days of the Aseres Mei Tshuva. The Pashta, Filu Hoya Bahem, Kama Tanisim Olo. And certainly, it was his intention that he should be Yotzi that way, even though he knew that those Tanisim would be there. The Mishmur adds, and he says, Mishu Rogil Lisanos Aseres Mei Tshuva. If somebody regularly fasts during the Aseres Mei Tshuva, very young Shemes Bo'avid Nebuch, his father then passed away, or his mother, again, I always say, it says over here father, but it means father or mother. Bein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Nebuch, the parent passed away during the Aseres Mei Tshuva. Now he already accepted upon himself to fast during that period of time. He doesn't have to add on to it. We pointed out previously that there was a minhag to fast 10 days, but you can't fast on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, or Erev Yom Kippur, because you have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So therefore, there are 4 extra days. So some have the custom that the week of Slichos, starting from the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, so there's at least always 4 days, so they would fast those 4 days during the daytime as well. So therefore, in this situation, where Chmono Lislan, the father, passed away, in Rosh and Yom Kippur, they don't have to fast an extra day because he's fasting anyway for the tannis of the father of the yard site, and therefore you could say, well, he now has to make up an extra day beforehand, so you don't have to. That's what the Mishmur tells us. This is no different than Tzom Gedaya and Yom Kippur, which are included in the 10 days, and they count for the 10 days. Shem Chova. So therefore, the tannis yard site that would fall out during that time as well could count for his obligatory taking upon himself to fast during these Aseres Mei Tshuva and doesn't have to make up for it. However, if Nebuch the Yartzai was during the week before Rosh Hashanah, where the custom was to make up the 4 days that you can't fast during the Aseres Mei Tshuva, in that situation, then he would have to go fast a separate day because he can't use the Tanis Yartzai as a makeup day for the 4 days that he missed out on during the Aseres Mei Tshuva because of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur. Mishmur continues and he says, V'imchol b'yom rishon shoslichos o b'erev Rosh Hashanah, He tells us that if the yahrzeit falls out on the first day of Slichos or on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so then Ein Tzarich Lasanos Kenegdo Yom Acher. Then those days he doesn't have to, because those days, the Yom Elu Heim Kvun Liolim B'Sochas HaYom, they're definitely included as part of the 10 days. If people make up, those days are definitely included in the makeup, and therefore even the Tanis yahrzeit could count for both, the Tanis, for the Tanis of the yahrzeit, as well as for the 10 days of the Aseres Mitzvah. Finally, we go to the last sif in this beautiful siman. Kol Ashari B'Tanis, if somebody is fasting, for any of the fasts that we discussed in this entire siman, as well as for any time a person has a tainis. So he says, somebody who's fasting, Ben Shoyah Misan Al Tzorosu, whether it was a fast that was for a tzara that he had, his own personal tzara. So he's never in a difficult situation, and he took a fast upon himself to hopefully spur HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his tshuva to get him out of this tzara. Or a chalom, he had a bad dream and he felt bothered by it, so he fasted a tanis chalom. Or ben shahaya misane imatzibur al tzarasim. Or there was a communal need, that there was a nebuch tzara on the community, and he fasted as part of the communal tanis tzibur that was gozer. Harezeh lo yinag idunim be'atzmo. He shouldn't do all sorts of wonderful, nice things that day. He shouldn't take pleasures that day. He shouldn't be lightheaded that day. And he shouldn't have a joyous, happy, frivolous type of a day. What should he do? Ella doeg va'onein. He should sit there with trepidation and with sadness. Ki'inyan shenemar, as to fulfill the pasuk, ma'yis onein odom choy. Woe is to a person, he's alive, what's he going to do? Yisonin literally means to complain. So what's a person going to do? You should complain, you should sit in sadness over here, and you should understand why you're fasting, and then that way the fast will mitzvah Hashem be successful. Finally, last Mishnah Berurah of Kotnud, he brings down the Yishma Atzman Akas. One should be especially careful not to get angry during this day of fasting. If he has to do business that day, Yasib Emunah, he should do it especially Erlich. He should do it especially trusting and being careful and honest and trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvenachas, and he should do it calmly. Biyoser, as much as possible. Shalyovu L'chal Kas, and he should do it in a way that shouldn't lead to anger. Anger is a terrible, terrible meter to have. We just learned in the Gemara, those who are doing the Daf Yomi, we just learned in the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Samach Vav, how terrible Kas is, and how a person who's a Talmud Chacham, even someone as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, the Talmud Chacham par excellence, the greatest Jew who ever lived. So even Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayiktsof, he got upset and angry at Klai Yisrael because they, in the battle with Midian, they saved the Midianite women that Nebuch caused such disaster to Klai Yisrael. And it therefore says right afterwards that Elazar HaKohen was the one who gave over the dinim of Hagolas Kalim, because Moshe Rabbeinu, in his anger, he forgot the din, even though he knew the din originally, but his anger made the din go away. So a person has to be very careful with kas. It says even a Navi could lose his nevuah. The great Elisha Navi, the Gemara there in Psachim, brought down that he lost his nevuah. He had to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get it back, and he had to have music played for him to get him into the proper mood that he should receive his nevuah again, because he got very angry at Yehoram. And even though it was appropriate that he got angry, it was appropriate that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, nevertheless, kas is a midah that is a very bad midah. So it says, a person should always try shlo yavo l'chlal kas. He shouldn't have any kas at all. Kas is a very difficult midah. It says, kol minei gehenim sholtim. All the different ways of gehenim are upon a person when he's angry. He doesn't realize what he's doing, and it's a terrible, terrible thing. So therefore, one should be very careful. With this, we conclude this siman dealing with all sorts of tanesim and yard site dinim. Mitzvah Hashem, it should only be lahagdu tor ladira. We should all be zocha to our family members, should live long, healthy, happy lives. And b'ezus Hashem, see, b'ez Moshiach tzikenu b'mehar v'yomenu.